Welcome to Journey with Nature, brought to you by the Nature Conservancy, celebrating 50 years of conservation in Indiana. I'm Michael Atwood. There's nothing better on a hot summer day than a nice tall glass of iced tea. But instead of going to the grocery store, why not look in your own backyard for a delicious alternative to the common commercial tea bags? The wildflower out there is more than just a pretty face. Many wildflowers, herbs, and trees have long been touted for their medicinal qualities, and often those qualities are maximized when steeped in hot water to make tea. Wild teas, like most store-bought teas, are calorie and caffeine-free, but they're full of flavor and nutritional value. The red clover wildflower, for example, has been historically used to treat respiratory problems and congestion. Tea made with the St. John's wort plant has been linked to easing depression and anxiety through its relaxing qualities. Then there are the needles from conifers, such as the hemlock and pines, that make a fragrant tea with antiseptic properties. Wild thyme, peppermint, and the leaves of strawberries and raspberries also make wonderful wild herbal teas. The most important thing when it comes to making tea from wild plants is to positively identify the plants before steeping and drinking. Some wild plants can be toxic to humans, even in the smallest amounts. Check for identifying characteristics of the plant, or better yet, grow the plant yourself so you are assured of its safety and flavor.
Journey with Nature is made possible by the Nature Conservancy of Indiana. More information about making teas from wild plants is available at nature.org/Indiana.